You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So there's this list out of the five girlfriends that every woman needs in her life. The old friend, the one who's been around forever and knows everything about you. The vault, that's the one who can keep your secrets. The personal coach, that's more of a professional friend, if you will, who knows all the maneuvers in the business world. The party pal, enough said, and the organizer. Are there others that maybe can bump them out? I don't know if you can only have five of them. Hey, Kat, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
So what do you want to say about the five friends?
I'm going to advocate for the organizer here. That's the girl that's going to plan, like, Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas. She's the girl you want in your wedding party. She's going to take care of all of the logistics for you. Maybe she'll pair up with your maid of honor, make her life easier. You don't have to plan anything. She's like the glue of the group.
Well, I like that a lot.
I got to tell you something. I told you that Gretchen has had this organizer. And when we first met, even, she goes, oh, yeah, so-and-so is my organizer. I was like, what the hell's an organizer? She goes, look what she does to my house. She comes over and blah, blah, blah. Well, we're getting married down the road. The organizer is actually part of it, is going to be setting everything up, moving this here, doing that, making sure that's there. She's almost like the organizer has turned into a wedding planner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is nice. I'd feel weird, though, like having her in my car or going places because I feel like she'd always be fiddling with stuff, like rearranging the glove box, or like she'd be in your purse all the time like, oh, girl, you have way too many chapsticks.
Well, I did say that I couldn't have that person in my life because I might be messy at my desk at home, but I know where everything is.
But it's
is.
Your system? Yeah.
All right. So you want to keep the organizer in there, Kat, right?
I 100% would keep the organizer.
All right.
All righty.
There you go. I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Liz. Good morning, Liz. Welcome.
Morning, boys.
What do you want to say about this?
So I, as much as that first girl promoted the organizer, I'd like to replace the organizer with the motherly friend.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does she do?
The motherly friend is the one that takes care of you when you're sick, gives you all the medical advice when you need it. They could also help plan things, so the mom is kind of an organizer.
Oh, man.
That is good.
Hmm.
And then maybe she has kids already, so if you don't have kids, you like get all your mom and parenting advice from that friend as well. If you have questions, you definitely need that.
I'm going to put it on the list.
The motherly friend.
The motherly friend.
Drink your orange
juice.
The
motherly friend can also be the DD for that party girl.
Oh, she always is. She always is. I'll drive. As long as we don't have to go downtown.
That's pretty funny. Liz, thanks for being on our show. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
All these nurturing. Like, where's the workout buddy, you know?
Not on here, is it?
Not on there
at
all.
Not on here.
We're missing that one.
Sammy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Sammy.
It's so good today. What friend are we missing?
You're missing the adventurous friend, the one that will go skydiving with you, the one that will go on trips, the one that's down for anything.
Adventurous.
For anything, huh?
First of all, the skydiving, that would be like 0.0001%, I think, of our listening audience.
Right, but that you get the general idea.
I do get the idea. What else would be adventurous, you think? Maybe going places that's outside your comfort zone?
Taking an Uber at 3 a.m.?
Like a trip, or say you always wanted to do something and you just never had anybody to do it, or you're too chicken to do it by yourself, that friend that'll do that with you.
Yeah.
Are you that friend, or do you have that friend?
I am.
You are the friend.
I am the friend.
Now, which one would you boot in order to put in the adventurous friend?
Shannon's the one that likes to eat food.
The foodie, the DTE.
Although
one.
I don't know, maybe exactly. Adventurous involves food too,
right?
So,
well, that could be eating some, you know, like snails or
some
something,
octopus,
you know?
Or something weird. Yeah,
that's
mealy bugs. You know.
Oh God, Sammy,
you're crazy. Listen, I'm glad you called us. You go have a great day. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Do we have time for one more?
Maybe.
Derek, are we putting them on? Don't dare.
Oh, yeah, right. Looks like it's Connie, maybe.
Is that right? All right, here's Connie. Good morning, Connie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Connie. So who are we adding to the list?
The informant. That one person that knows all the 411 of everything and everyone.
Oh, she has tapped into the gossip.
That's a nice way of saying
the gossipy friend, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
The informant.
Huh.
Tina, the informant.
I mean, it could also be information on at the workplace, you know, about
sure.
this boss is doing this boss or that person is in trouble for this, and this is how you get into their position.
You know, and it's possible that your informant friend could also work as a form of security because you could be making a bad decision about something, but they've got the lowdown on it, and they stop you. They're like, here's what you don't know about working for that guy.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right. And also, if you're still in college or in school or whatever, you can always get that one TA friend. You know, they can give you the information on the professor.
Right. I feel like she'd be a good one to have, too, if you're, like, out there in the dating scene. Like, she could, research all the potential guys that you're going out with,
that's
too.
That's right.
Give you the lowdown. She's kind of a stalker.
There you go.
Yeah.
She'll be the stalker, not you.
That's right. Blame your friend.
Connie, go have a great day, all right?
Thanks, you guys, too.
Thanks. So here's what we're left with. I guess we could have more than five, couldn't we?
Sure.
The old friend, the vault, the personal coach, the party pal, the organizer, which apparently is very important.
So weird.
The down-to-eat friend.
Mm-hmm, I like her.
The motherly friend and the adventurous friend and the informant.
So many friends.
See, there's no way one person can do all of that for mm-hmm. you. You do need multiples.
Yeah. I just want to hang out with the eating one.
If someone covers all those bases, I don't think you want them as your friend.